Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Screen Podcast. I'm your host, Miguel, and I'm with my co-host, Mondo.
Hello.
I know there has been a dilemma from. I know we said that we were gonna post a new podcast, but some things with family got along, and yeah, we couldn't do it on that day.
Yeah.
But we're here. Today, we're gonna talk about the 2016 movie Lights Out, and I'm gonna be honest. I like the movie. What about you, Mondo?
It was all right. In my opinion, it was average. It wasn't. There were a lot of boring parts for me, but there are good parts too. So we'll get into that more later. But yeah.
It and so. If you haven't seen Lights Out, yeah, first warning, spoilers if you haven't seen it. The movie is basically about a monster, basically, which, from its title name, only comes, like, in the dark, and can only be, like, stopped, in, like, the daylight or any type of source of light.
Yeah.
Well, not every type. That later. And basically, like, the story follows, like, like this family and how like attached to like this one person, and that's how they're going after them and everything. And but I personally like concept. Like, I know it's a little bit average or like not that much creative, but it's they still make it a scary movie. What
Yeah.
opinions on this, Mondo?
I think the concept is interesting. I've really never seen it before. The idea of it is pretty easy, like how come no one else has come up with it? But yeah, so they used it in a good way.
Like, I like this. Like, I know how in the beginning, like, it's kind of slow. You're just trying to want to get, like, if you're that type of person, you just want to know what the monster is, and you want to learn how what it is, and
Yeah.
but though in the movie, though in this movie, it does that, but I just love how, I like their explanation. It was a clear explanation, it made perfect sense.
Yeah.
And let's see. The plot had some, like you said, very boring parts in it, and
Yeah.
they weren't even necessary. But other than that, I think the everything was great.
All right. Well, I'm just going to give a quick summary of the story real quick.
Yeah.
So basically, this woman a long time ago was in sort of a mental state that wasn't very well, so she was put in like mental therapy, if you want to say. And she met a friend named Diana, who was like allergic to sunlight because she was like beaten or something, and her dad killed himself. I really don't remember that much, but I just remember that. And so that's why she's there, and they kind of become friends, or what they think would be friends, but their relationship is kind of messed up, if you want to say. And so then one day they have to restrain her, Diana, because she's a bit insane. But one day she kind of goes a bit rabid and tries to hurt them, so they shock her, obviously, but it accidentally kills her. And so that's how she becomes this ghost or demon or whatever she would be. And then in the present, the mom, or the girl, not Diana, the other one, I think her name was Sophie, grows up and becomes an adult, obviously, and has a kid and whatnot, and or two kids actually. But the oldest, which is a girl, I don't remember her name, but she
Rebecca, I think
is,
that's.
yeah, Rebecca. She's one of the main characters, and when she's younger, like she sees the ghost of Diana and it terrorizes her, so she moves out and grows up somewhere else. And then the boy, is the younger
Martin.
brother.
I'm Martin.
He is also kind of facing the same deal with the lady, with the Diana, and he's scared. And then his sister finds out, and so she goes to help him. And then there's kind of some disputes, if you want to say, but Then in the end, they kill, or well, the mom, spoilers, kills herself and gets rid of the Diana, and that's it. I didn't go into too much detail there, but just overall.
I think you maybe have got some of it. Like I did in the movie, like when you saw how Diana became this like ghost or whatnot. They were actually trying to do some I think they're trying to treat her in some way, but then like you said, it gone horribly wrong. So she became it.
Well, no, because she dies. It
Yeah,
spoils
like.
in the movie, but so how would she become anything else? That's why I think I'm guessing that she's a demon or a monster and like a ghost or probably a demon. It just doesn't explain it in the movie. It just like doesn't really care. You know, you're not supposed to focus on it on as much, but that's what I would think if she's dead already.
Like yeah, like that's another thing because we don't really know who it is, but it doesn't really matter. Like it's just monsters. That's what the whole audience
Yeah.
just but it's just kind of interesting because like as you see, like she can get into people's heads. We'll talk about and like she had like this power before she was killed, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's
And
really a power, it's more like a personality because a lot of people are really good at not persuading but manipulating, yeah. And so I think that's her problem.
It's good to talk about more of the characters. So let's get to talk about Rebecca, one of my
Yeah.
main. Well, like she basically like I think she already knows about Diana, but I don't think the way she starts to like not about it as much
Yeah.
like she's just like like get her past with her mother and everything, but then when she comes with her brother she starts to face her past and trying to help him what she dealt with as a child as well.
Yeah.
And like I don't think she hates her mom, basically. Like I know we
No.
see in the movie, like they have like this they're arguing. I don't think she hates him. I think it's just I think she just hates Diana, because she's making her mom this way, and that's why.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
don't really blame her that much.
Yeah, and another one of the characters, main characters, is Martin, right? The kid.
Freeman.
The kid, as you can see, honestly, I don't think he's that good of, I don't know. I guess it's just the actor, the kid actor. He's not very good at acting, just saying. But
Whoa.
well, because in the movie, remember that part when like the mother, they're watching the movie, remember? And like then she tries to get Diana to come to him, and then he's all like mad at her. Like that doesn't really make any sense. Like what is it, but he's scared because he's all like, please, no. But for some reason his expression is angry. So I don't know if they told him to do that, or if he was just like, yeah, I think that will do fine. But
I forgot. That's a okay. And that's right. But the character, like the boy who plays on Martin, like he looks pissed off, honestly.
yeah. And another thing that's funny, I don't know if it's the writers that did this, or like I said, if it's his acting. They just make him seem very like flat out. Like when his Rebecca comes to pick him up, and the mom is all like crying because she doesn't want him to leave. And then he's all like, "Yep, I'm ready to go." I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, that would literally be what would happen in real life. He'd be like, "Let's go," while in a horror movie that wouldn't happen, which so I guess that's a good thing. But it's just kind of funny. But anyways, more on the character. He does seem scared throughout the movie, but I feel like he's more there for an emotional like thing to hold on to, so you feel like, oh no, I hope he doesn't die. I hope he doesn't.
Sympathy, basically.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on to Rebecca's boyfriend. His name is Brett.
Oh yeah, Brett. He's all right. I
Like
really don't like him that much.
Brett, he's like he seems like a cool guy basically, you know, like I think he's just like more of a side character, but still, you know, he comes out more frequently than the other secondary
Yeah.
characters in this
And
movie.
the thing that I thought that he was gonna do was bad is when he drove away, like at the end, but it turned out he just went to go get the police. So
Well, the police didn't do shit.
yeah, that's true. Well,
Yeah.
yeah, I guess so. But
But
yeah, he's all right.
at least he tried to help, you know, like he actually wanted, you know, to help them. He wasn't like more of a douche, you know.
Yeah.
What
Was a
about
good thing.
the mother, Sophie?
I don't know. Honestly, like I said with the acting, which I'll get into more later when we talk about like how the movie is, but like she kind of feels like when she's like crying and stuff and she's all like sad and like you basically when the movie's trying to make it seem like something bad is happening to her, I don't really feel it. Like, I mean, yeah, I know it because that's the story's trying to convey, but it's not a very good job of it. And I don't know, so like when she's crying or when she's like when she's having like a mental like issue, I'm just like whatever, you know. But
Like,
it does, she does help the story because then it makes it like, because she kind of bounces off with the son, you know what I mean? If you
that,
want to say like the characters bounce off of each other really well.
yeah, I like what you say about her, like, expression, like, I don't think, like, movies not make you to feel sad that much about it, about the characters, but, and,
Well, have you seen
like,
the Babadook?
well, more on that when we get to it. But still, you know, like, you know, some horror movies would, you know, you'll feel that vibe, you know, but in this case, this is one of the horror movies you kind of don't, you know, like they don't do much of a
Yeah.
good job at it. And
What other
get to
things?
like the monster into the story, which is Diana.
Oh yeah. Diana's kind of cool. Obviously, there's no like emotion there or anything because we really she's the monster, so we really don't know much about her besides the whole experimental thing. But I'm not exactly sure why she wants to get to the sun. I really do not know why. Still, but
Just like that basically, because
yeah.
as we learn about her, you know, like she made her father like basically kill himself. Like, not he forced him to kill himself, but you know, it drove him to kill himself. And you know, he basically she would attack, you know, anyone, and she has like this aggressive way. Her mood is very, and like she just, I don't know, kill. In the beginning, you know, he just kills the dad for no apparent reason. But I
Yeah.
think they do give us a reason because, you
Oh, you
know,
know
she's.
what? I know why. I know why. It's because
Yeah.
she's protective, because she wants Sophie.
Yeah,
That's
the mom to not. Yeah, like I was gonna say that in the movie because, she doesn't want the mom to get better, you know, and that's how, you know, she's alive, like Diana's alive still because, you know, of the mom.
yeah. But yeah, I
And
think she's a good monster, though, a good villain, I guess you should say, like a good horror monster. It's pretty like interesting, especially 'cause like people have real fears of the dark and this is literally supposed to play on that.
man, yeah, like yeah, the Diana is like a, I'm gonna say Pena, a typical monster. Basically,
Yeah.
the monster like just comes out of the dark. You know, any mo you know trying to resemble any monster. You know, your fears of a dark. You know, and thinking of monster would come out. That's basically her. Now, besides that, what do you think? Like this whole movie went into the making, and how they, you know, was you know, so everything.
Well, here's the thing. It's filmed, honestly, it's filmed like a short film on YouTube. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, not how it looks. It looks good. The lighting's good. The, like, you know, how it looks is good. The effects, the lighting, the film work is good, but the way they filmed it feels like a short film. Like, it feels not right. Like, it feels not finished. Like, it's good. If this was a short film, I'd say it's a pretty good short film. But as a movie, I'm not sure, because, like I said, like, the characters, they felt kind of meh. Like, some of them, like Martin and Mom, like I said, like, they were trying to convey something with them, right? And you know that because it's just flat out, but it's not conveying it well.
Like, for those who don't know, like Ramonda said, like, this movie was basically a YouTube short film that which you can find on YouTube to it. And like, it just had it was the same thing basically, you know. But the basically the same has the same habits as Diana, but you know, you don't really see it. But still, it's a great short film. Just go watch it. Though, like you said, like, it does feel like a short film. Like, you know, like, basically, we know the tone. We know what the monster is. You know, we know what it can do. It just goes, you know, the lights are out. You know, and it can come for you. Though it can be stopped by just having lights. You know, brightness around you, basically. And
And I
though,
know. Oh, go ahead.
I do agree it's like kind of like a short film, and like basically, but though I think they try to, you know, make an absolute story out of this, you know, I don't think they're trying to, you know, thing going on.
It's weird. One thing I noticed is that the music, like the scary music that always plays in a horror movie, this one, though, kind of
It's silent.
sounded like the Insidious music
Really?
to me. If you heard it, like, you know that really weird, like, screech, like that
Oh,
Insidious is known for, like the ding. That's what, I don't know, I heard that sometimes. It wasn't exactly like stolen from it. It was like implemented in, is what I'm saying.
But like you said, like the sound of the movie, like, though sometimes there isn't sound, and I think that's what's trying to, you know, get it's basically like a scare, you know, like in the moments, you know, you see the figure, you know, turn the lights off, you know, there's no sound, you know, basically it's trying to get you at that moment, you know, when it gets closer, you know, and that's when they like begin to add sound effects, you know, and give you all like, you know, scared and everything.
Right, so what do you think of the jump scares in the movie?
I think there would these like not good, but like, you know, just decent, you know, because like it does give you that vibe, you know, like, oh, you know, all we know what's gonna happen, you know, though it's though, you know, you don't know when it's gonna happen, you know, because it repeatedly, you know, and then when you think it's gonna happen, it doesn't happen, but then at that moment, bam, you know, we get scared and like, damn it, they got me, you know.
And I think so too. It's decent. Like, honestly, I really don't remember most of the jump scares. I just remember them not all being interesting, but some of them were like, oh, you know, that was pretty good, and some were just like, meh, whatever. But I felt like with a monster like this, they could have done better jump scares, and that's why, like I said, it felt like a short film. Like, they messed some things up, and this was one of them. Like, they kind of, I guess, like, it was like they didn't have enough funds to do it almost. But yeah, I think the same.
Well, yeah, like the jump scares are basically the same, you know. It's just basically the monster, you know, and you know, you at that one moment, you know, you're wondering what's gonna happen, you know, because she just basically stands still, you know, and then yeah, like I said before, lights out, lights on, lights out, you know. Well, I give this a six. Because, like, I like the monster, I like the concept, and I like the story too. The characters are kind of not that much developed in the way, like I kind of like that much, and I don't think you can blame me, because you know some of them not that well developed.
Yeah, I think this movie deserves more than a 6. It deserves a 6.1.
Decided
I'm just joking. But yeah, I agree with you. It deserves a 6. I mean, it's a decent film. I would recommend it. If you don't like horror movies, really, like the really scary big budget ones, then this is a good one to start, I guess you could say. And like, here's the bad things about it. The production kind of low. Like I said, it felt like a short film. The writing, iffy. It's all right, not too bad. The acting, I'm not sure. I'm kind of on the edge about it because I don't know if it's the writing or the acting. But the characters, iffy also, but not bad though. Not the best. It's in the middle. So yeah, I'd say 6-2.
Thank you for everyone for coming on to, back onto the Screen Podcast, and net what we have planned for next week. And though this time we're not going to do a Google form like usual, and this me and my co-host are going to decide when we should do now.
Oh yeah, hold on. Just to let you guys know, if we don't make a video or video, sorry, an episode, don't be mad. We can't always make these. We'll try our best to. With summer coming up, we should have more open time, but also with summer still, we might be doing a lot of stuff. So don't expect the most from us. So no promises. Not saying that we're not gonna do it again, but I'm just saying that just in case, just a disclaimer, because I know people might get mad, like, oh, why didn't you post the episode? You know, some things get in the way, so just saying.
There's I'm Miguel,
And I'm Mondo.
and this was our podcast. Bye, everyone.
See ya.